I want to dedicate the learning of the next Mishnah to Yaakov Burke, who is right now not with us physically, but with us in our hearts and on our minds, and he should have success in his endeavors. We're waiting for his return. We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the first chapter, the 10th Mishnah. Shmaya v'Avtalion kibelu mehem. Shmaya and Avtalion received the tradition from Yehudah ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach. Shemaya Omer, so Shemaya taught. Remember, Shemaya and Avtalion were the teachers of Hillel and Shammai. So Shemaya says, Ehov et ha-melacha, love work, usna et rabanut, and hate positions of leadership, rabanut. Ve'al titvada la-rashut, and don't become known to politicians. So the Rabbein Yonah explains, one should love work. A person should never be on complete vacation. A person sometimes says, I have enough investments, I could spend the rest of my days on the beach. No, a person should love work. Because when you have no work, if you're not busy with something, that brings a person to boredom. And that's really something that brings a person to illness. Sheneemar alav, as the verse says, Ta'avat atzel timitenu ki me'anu yadav la'asot. The desire of a lazy person kills him, for his hands refuse to work. Rotzel omar, what he means is, Kasher hu magil evrav litvaten mimelacha, when a person gets accustomed to doing no work, he's sitting there on his sofa doing nothing, so then, me'anu yadav, so then his hands refuse to do work. He gets into the habit of just letting himself rest, and suddenly everything becomes tedious for him. That's one of the big things. There's an old rabbi who I have the good fortune of teaching with in the Hesder Yeshiva. So he told me that he's the most wicked son to his mother. His father passed away, and he always makes his mother work. When she comes to them for Shabbos, he says, Ma, I need your help doing the dishes. Ma, I need your help clearing the table. Ma, I need your help setting the table. Why? Because no one else asks her to do anything, so she could spend the whole week sitting and doing nothing, looking at the walls. So when she comes to his house, he's always trying to get her to work, to do things. He said to me, they went to a hotel for Pesach, so he spent the first 2 days giving her a tour of the hotel. Ma, let's go explore the next floor. Let's go see where the swimming pools are. Let's go see the tennis courts. Get her active, get her mind working, get her body working. She should be active. He said, when she's by me for Shabbos, she doesn't get to sit at the table. She sits for the meal, and she's got to help before, she's got to help after. Now, he himself is a grandfather. I don't think he's a great-grandfather yet, but he's a grandfather. He says, what's the healthiest thing for my mother? To do something. Not to sit there and be served. Not healthy for her. So, that's what the Mishnah says. One should love work. Even if you don't need it, you should want to be active. And otherwise, what happens is the body deteriorates and a person gets used to doing nothing. Because of the winter, the lazy person doesn't bother plowing. And then when it comes time to harvest, he has nothing to harvest. The lazy person thinks, I'm resting. That's, I think, the biggest boon of the internet. Internet, TV, people think they're resting. They're not resting, they're vegetating. If you want to rest, sit down on a sofa. How long will you rest for? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you sit in front of a TV. 5 hours, 10 hours, you could sit there a long time. Don't ask me how I know. So, a lazy person can think, I'm resting, but it's not true. He thinks when he's doing nothing, he's resting. It's the exact opposite. Rest comes from work. When you accomplish, then you can rest. When you're resting from doing nothing, that's called laziness. Guys, this is a calling to all of us. A person sometimes says, it's winter, I can't go can't go plow the field. He stays home. Comes in the harvest, there's nothing to harvest. V'yamut barav, or now I have hunger. Avla choresh b'chorof oved admato yismalachem. But someone who works all winter long, so he plows, and then he's going to have his bread, he'll be satiated. Ki ein adam asik nem nuchach b'igiyat chila. The only way to reach rest is through work. כי מרדף ריקים ורודף אחרי יושבי קרנות הבטלים ממלאכה יסווה ריש. Because someone who's chasing after empty hopes and empty people, and he's spending his time at the bar or at the casino or playing poker, so what he will be satiated of is poverty. You want real rest, so rest comes after work. You worked hard. Okay, so then your rest will be a true rest, and it's true for every night. A person should end the day and be tired. I remember as a kid, maybe I shouldn't tell you my deep dark history, there was a singer named Harry Chapin. You guys know Harry Chapin? Oy vey. I was going to tell you about Little Boy Blue. There's a song, The Cats in the Cradles. Right? Okay. So, beautiful educational song. So, I remember one of his songs, he began by talking about calluses. He was talking about his father, and he was talking about how when you practice the guitar, your fingers get tough. And his father, he was once sitting with his father, and his father said to him, "Show me your hands." He says, "What you got in those hands?" He said, "Calluses, because I'm working so hard on the guitar." So he said, "Well, that's what my whole body is. I'm ready to go rest." And it was shortly before he passed away. Okay, that's when a person is ready to go to rest. You work hard, so then it makes sense to rest. Shabbos after a hard week is a Shabbos. Shabbos after an empty week is... what am I doing here? I want to be productive. Yeah?
What you're describing, I think, people would call escape more than rest. You know, TV, casinos, escape from ennui. What's the word? Like boredom, not because there's nothing to do, but nothing you want to do.
Yeah, but people think when they're surfing the net... They think they're resting. When people are surfing the channels, they think they're resting.
Right. I guess they would call it relaxing, but they're also, I think, more escaping because, you know, you're not really recharging in any real sense.
Right. Yeah.
But don't people have their own forms of relaxation, though?
For sure. If it's real relaxation. If it's after work.
You sit in front of the TV and say, "All right, I'm going to watch the game and relax."
For how long? I mean, not for 10 hours.
Not for 10 hours.
At some point, you know...
I don't know.
You could be more than one.
I haven't seen people walk away well rested from watching a game. If it's a good game and they're involved, so then they're not, you know, they might be enjoying, but I don't see them resting. And if they're falling asleep while they're watching the game, okay, so then the sleep is a rest. And if it's a boring game, so then you know. I don't think so, right? So Shmayan Avtayan taught us, first of all, we have to love work. It's not only about getting the job done, it's also about loving, being productive, being active. A person should feel like he has to be active and productive in his life. So that's Avtam Lacha. I'll tell you something you guys probably never experienced, but one day you might experience it. You sit in front of the internet and you answer an email, you answer two emails, and suddenly there pops up an advertisement for an article and you start reading it. And then after you read that, you see another one, you read that. And before you know it, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Or before you know it, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I know you guys probably never had this. Yeah, you know, but I've read about people who do this, right? So what's the feeling when you suddenly realize I just spent 4, 5, 6 hours I didn't have doing nothing? You know, I can't
think. You're going to be tired.
And you're going to be tired, right? But even if you did it in the morning, you know, so what do you feel? Empty. Empty, accomplished, right? Empty. Because Hashem created us that we need to be productive. And you guys have to remember this not only now. You have to remember it when a person's unemployed and he's looking for a job. When a person has a vacation, sometimes they give you a month off till they're ready to work with you. You got to find ways of being productive. I know old people sometimes, all their income's taken care of, everything's fine, and then they don't know what to do with their life. And I always wonder, there are illiterate children out there. I met with an old woman in Bnei Brak about, I don't know, it must have been, it's over a decade ago, wow. I remember because she passed away 2 weeks before our wedding. So I guess it was a decade and a half ago. And I said, you know, in the neighborhood they're here, Little kids who need someone to read them a storybook. Their mother's out working till 7 o'clock at night. Why don't you just volunteer doing that? If you'll be productive, then your life will look different. And very often what happens is people are not taking their time using it productively. People think, I've hit the age of 75, 85, 90. What can I do? You could still do a lot. Grandma Moses. You heard of her? Top painter, Grandma Moses. First time she picked up a paintbrush, if I remember correctly, was at age 80. She never painted before that. Yeah, Grandma Moses. Look it up online. She picked up a paintbrush, I think it was 81 even. She never painted before that, and she became a world-renowned painter. A person has to always look to be productive. Yes?
Well, I was just going to say that Microsoft, which is run by a genius, started coming up with an award and achievement system they incorporated into the Xbox game, because gamers were starting to feel a little like, well, I'm playing a video game, what am I really doing? Nothing. They started putting achievements and awards for doing nothing. So they could, you know, they